Madam President, I'm honored to deliver the statement on behalf of a cross-regional group of countries, Albania, Australia, Austria, Belgium, Bulgaria, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Denmark, Ecuador, Gambia, Honduras, Ireland, Italy, Japan, North Macedonia, Mexico, Moldova, Montenegro, Mozambique, Netherlands, New Zealand, Norway, Panama, Peru, Philippines, Portugal, Slovenia, Spain, Sweden, Switzerland, United Kingdom, and my own country. We are driven by a shared commitment to advancing gender equality and addressing the diverse needs within the framework of the Cluster Convention on Cluster Munitions. Our collective efforts aim to amplify the voices of those affected who have not yet been heard enough and to ensure that our policies and actions reflect the diverse experiences and interests of all individuals and groups affected by cluster munitions. By integrating gender equality and the diverse needs and experiences of people in affected communities and promoting inclusivity, we strive to enhance the effectiveness of our humanitarian efforts, ensure equitable access to resources and support, and protect and respect the fundamental principles of justice and human rights for all. Treaty implementation activities can effectively contribute to addressing the challenges stemming from gender inequalities. In the framework of the Oslo Convention, we have only just begun. We therefore recall state parties' obligations under the Convention and commitments under the Lausanne Action Plan and encourage them to continue to provide age and gender responsive victim assistance. We are grateful for the ongoing research by the UNIDIR Gender and Disarmament Program, taking stock of what has been achieved so far, and we are looking forward to receiving input to address remaining challenges. At the same time, it is clear that the nexus between international arms control efforts and the broader peace and security framework needs to be strengthened. In his 2023 policy brief, A New Agenda for Peace, the UN Secretary General Guterres highlights the need to address the humanitarian, gender, disability, and age-related impacts of certain weapons, methods, and means of warfare. The UN Secretary General recommends to achieve universality of treaties banning inhumane and indiscriminate weapons such as the Convention on Cluster Munition. Furthermore, he calls upon member states to renew efforts to limit conventional arms and increase investment in prevention and social infrastructure and services, with a strong focus on addressing gender inequalities and structural marginalization, including to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals. Considering the latter and the importance of ensuring that young people have a say in their future, as recalled by the UN Secretary General in the New Agenda for Peace, we welcome the initiative of the Mexican presidency of conceiving the first edition of the Youth for Humanitarian Disarmament Contest. The Youth Contest is a creative avenue to advance the goals of the CCM while fostering synergies and promoting the effective and meaningful participation of youth in the field of disarmament. Madam President, the Women, Peace and Security Agenda, including the UN Security Council Resolution 1325 and subsequent resolutions, are central to placing gender equality at the heart of global peace and security. They are closely aligned with the 2023 Agenda for Sustainable Development, in particular with SDG 5 on gender equality, SDG 10 on reducing inequalities, and SDG 16 on promoting just, peaceful, and inclusive societies. The CCM and the Lausanne Action Plan address all four pillars of the Women, Peace and Security Agenda: participation, prevention, protection, and relief and recovery. So, strengthening implementation of the Lausanne Action Plan is an important aspect of implementing the Women, Peace and Security agenda. Progress on gender equality, including within the CCM, will improve our mutual efforts and effectiveness in working towards sustainable peace for all. Let us build on this success and continue to strive for further progress. Thank you.